Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. You know who's back tonight? Or not tonight, Sunday, Hugh.
Shady's back.
Well, no. That's not his nickname, but.
Shady. Nola's back.
Nola's back on Sunday. All right, what are you expecting? So Aaron Nola, it's been so long since we've watched him. I think people almost forget how bad he was to start the season. Let's be real. He was terrible.
Yeah, he was having a tough, but he was hurt.
Well, we found out towards the end, right, in the month
broke
of May.
Broke a foot, right? It was a foot broken?
I think it was an ankle. He rolled in Tampa, and then he started two more games after that, and they were disasters. And then they said it wasn't going to be that long. Remember, then they found a stress reaction in his ribs,
yeah,
I put the break.
I thought it was his foot, his ribs.
Yeah, okay, we still don't know how that happened, but either way, that became a 2 month thing.
Nolan doesn't seem like that guy.
Does not seem like a chandelier guy.
I mean, the most people that swing from chandeliers don't seem like they swing from.
Yeah,
chandelier.
But he really doesn't seem.
Yeah,
like it.
You ever heard him talk? He seems like he's the anti chandelier guy. I mean,
I'm also going to have to disagree. I mean, like, you seem like a swing from the chandelier kind of guy, and you do swing from the chandelier.
Yeah, I was about to say, wait.
What was that noise?
It was not. I did not confirm, nor did I deny.
That's true.
I would have rolled him
there
until he told me no.
Aaron Nola back on Sunday. Do we expect him? Do you expect Aaron Nola to pitch well?
Well, the hesitation says
it all.
Well, no, because what is your definition of well? He hasn't pitched in some months.
I know. And when he was pitching this season, like obviously for his Phillies career, he's been a very good pitcher. But this year, he stunk. Then he got hurt. And now he's back. Now, two ways to look at it. He's going to come back and stink again. Or he is a fresh arm. I mean, by this time of the year, Aaron Nola and every pitcher, right? They're going through the dead arm. They're tired. I think there could be an advantage here for a guy that has pitched so many innings in his career. Hugh, he basically got the summer off. I mean, he wasn't able to pitch until about a month ago when he started his rehab.
Didn't think about it like that.
It could be a fresh arm. I am optimistic that Aaron Nola is going to come back and give the Phillies some good innings. And I don't know until I see him, but I'm optimistic we're going to get a good version Aaron Nola.
If you had to put a number on it, what would that number be?
Like in terms of ERA?
Innings.
Oh, Sunday's game, his first game back. I don't know. I mean, his first game might only be five innings because
that's what I was putting.
First time
five
back.
Innings, two hits, three hits.
Yeah, I mean, if he gives me five innings and two or three runs in his first game back,
I just said hits.
I know.
I didn't say nothing about runs.
Well, what do you want? Zero runs in his first game back?
One run.
You're setting the bar pretty high.
Okay,
one run.
Maybe two.
So five innings, two runs. I'll take that in his first game back. Yeah. I mean, I wonder how many games he did that this season before he got hurt. Probably not that many. I will take that. And they are officially going to the six-man rotation. Scott brought that up. I was going to ask him. He kind of went there when I brought up Aaron Nola.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, we talked about this, a week ago? Should they go to a six-man rotation? Well, they're doing it now. So Nola's in the rotation. Now, we'll see how long they do it. Now, I don't know if this is going to be a one-week thing, a two-week thing, a three-week thing. But for the next X amount of starts, they're going to use a six-man rotation. I like it. I think Taiwan has pitched well enough to get more starts. And I think this will give both Wheeler and Ranger Suarez just more time in between their starts. I think that will help them. I know in the past, Zach Wheeler hasn't loved this idea, but hey, buddy, you're throwing like 89-mile-an-hour cutters over the middle. So we're
trying to save you from yourself at this point. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You just hey, buddy, Zach Wheeler?
I hey, buddied him.
He did hey, buddy.
I mean, I needed to. I think the Phillies sometimes need to hey, buddy. They're players.
Tread lightly.
Hey, buddy.
Well, I mean, they don't hate buddies Castellanos. They tried once, and he barked back at them. And since then.
With all due respect first.
With all due respect. Hey buddy. Kyle, you're expecting a good Nola.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I could be crazy. Yeah. I've been before. But I actually do attribute the terrible start to the season to some of the injury stuff. Mm. Like, I think the ankle thing was legit, and it made it really tough on him. I actually expect a fresh and solid Aaron Nola.
Yeah, and when Scott said he's very important, right now, if you had to guess, which game does Aaron Nola start in the postseason? So first of all,
it was a three-game series?
Well, let's say it's a five-game series, the NLDS. Third. I think he's going to start game three or four, but he's getting a start.
Now he goes three. Walker, piggybacked by Ranger, gets four.
Oh, Piggy, well, okay.
Hold on a second. We're starting Taiwan in a playoff game?
Yeah.
No.
Have you seen him?
I can't do it. I can't do it.
What do you want to do? Start Ranger? He's got like a 6 ERA.
And he just had a meltdown.
I have not. Uncharacteristic. I'm not off the Lizardo trip.
Uncharacteristic.
Okay.
I still think there's upside to Lizardo.
Okay. I can agree with that.
I think, but he's got to be managed right. Like, Topper's got to be, because Lizardo could be great, and then he just, like, falls apart in like, batters.
Yeah.
You got to manage it. Sure. And you got to be on top of it.
Yeah, Ranger's not setting foot on the mound starting a playoff game right now.
Yeah, no. Ranger coming out of the bullpen. He's lost his way. Yep. But, yeah, so we all think Aaron Nola's going to start game three.
Yeah.
Well, then he better pitch well.
I do. Yeah, he better. I'm with you.
Yeah. This weekend, you know, obviously we want to win some games here and get back on track. But Wheeler tonight, let's see how he looks velocity-wise. And he said he felt good after the Rangers start, so we'll see. And then Nola. That game on Sunday, by the way, is at 11:30 a.m. You guys know that? We got a morning game on Sunday. You going to be awake?
All depends on how that Saturday goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being totally honest with you. I had a bottle of wine last night. It wasn't that great.
No?
No, it tastes like they mashed the grapes with the dirt. It was not good.
They did what?
You know how the grapes, like,
yeah,
they,
but there's
they,
a fermenting process.
No, but I'm saying
filtering and all that.
Like, I guess because I don't know how. I've been trying to work
on
my.
Did you get it at a guy down the street?
No,
or?
I've been trying to work on my vernacular as far as my wine
tasting
goes.
Doesn't seem like it's going well.
Well, it's not.
They're mashing the grapes with the dirt.
Because I can't think of another way. Earthy. It tasted real earthy.
Don't they call that like terroir or something like that?
We need
that
a sommelier. What are they called when they're the wine expert? Sommelier?
Sommelier.
We need a sommelier to call it.
Yeah, sommelier Douglas.
It was earthy.
What about the tannins?
The tannins, you know, I don't let it.
We're just gonna toss around buzzwords.
Yeah. I don't let it breathe sommelier. Enough to taste the tannins. Yeah. I just drink that.
There is a sommelier listening right now. It's like these guys don't know what the hell they're talking about.
We're butchering the wine tasting thing, and they're like, they hate us right now. But it tasted like dirt.
You had a tough night out at your dinner out last night.
Man, had the
food, the wine.
Shame. That's all I can say.
Dude,
shame.
Could be worse. You could be Herb.
That's
yeah,
true.
Herb.
A dinner that wasn't that great versus with seven
but
hours.
You know,
in
the
toilet?
Difference between me and Herb. I didn't put the restaurant on blast.
He aired them out. That was tough for them.
He absolely did, yeah.
And then he going back-to-back fast food. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. That guy's got to take care of himself better. Though, at the gym the day after recovering from food poisoning,
okay.
That's dedication.
I like Herb a lot.
But?
What are you at the gym working on, though, dog? Seriously.
Curls.
For the girls.
No, I said curls. Curls for the girls, I guess you could say. But he's working on his curls.
Not leg day, you don't think?
No.
Herb has not seen that nan one leg day.
He has some of the thinnest legs I've ever seen.
You heard like he ride on a chicken, man. Love her. Herb, like he riding on a chicken.
All right, from here.
I still subscribe to the Pox Party theory about the fast food.
Hugh had no idea about the Pox parties.
None. He looked at us very much. He was you peopling us.
He was. I saw it in his eyes. He gave us the this is a white person thing eyes. I saw it. And I had to address it.
You don't want to know about the visual that I had in my head. A bunch of moms sitting around drinking wine, letting their kids touch all of them.
Yep,
that's exactly what it was.
Go get six, son.
They put us all in like the playpen. They're like, get yourself sick so we're done with it.
Mom coming home banged up saying, like, little Timmy got the pox today. Me and Carol had a pox party. Well,
that's a success.
This is exactly. This is,
wait a minute.
This is what it was.
This might sound crazy, but I need to know because we're here. Did they charge for these parties?
This was like a social thing.
Wait a minute.
It's a neighborhood thing.
The cost is getting the pox.
Think of it like a block party that people have these days.
So wait a minute. Barbara got on the phone and said, hey, Cindy Lou. Little Timmy got the pox. You want to bring the kids over to get
Oh,
yeah. Right away. I'll call Carol down the block.
If I remember correctly.
Cindy Lou and Carol, you're pushing it, buddy. Yeah.
And Elizabeth.
How many more names you got?
Let's go get Sarah.
The thought process was get it out of the way. Just get your chicken pox. Bring them all together. Everyone gets it. Then we're done.
Let's go, Kylie. Kylie, get your bring your kids on over, Kylie. We got it.
He's naming every white girl name he knows.
You have any more? You tapped out.
That's about it.
Okay.
That's about it. Want to pop up like 10 minutes later in the middle of another conversation.
Just start naming white names for no reason.
Hey, Betty. You want to come and bring your kids over? Get in the box.
Speaking of Patrick in Tabernacle, what's up, Patrick?
Yo. I can't believe Hugh is gainfully employed. You know what I mean? Sometimes, Hugh, you're having too much fun.
I get what you're saying, because, yeah. I mean, this is not a real job.
We don't act like we're at work, which is...
Yeah, I didn't know how to... He was about to catch a bad one. I had to think about that for a minute.
No, but listen, man. Listen, Joe Giglio, I told Kyle, the only thing I'd look at with, and I don't even watch preseason, is, like, who got hurt? Injuries. And like, it's just that cut and dry for me. Everything else is just, white noise. Just, well, I'm tuned out. You know what I mean? And I could care less. You know, because the fact of the matter is, once we get to the regular season, we still don't know what team we have until we get to the, it's like a four-game check. That's how I live now. You don't know what team you have until the fourth game after the fourth game of the NFL, it seems.
So, you know, Patrick, I mean? You're right about that. And I think it's unfortunate because I think it kind of robs us of good football in the month of September. It's almost like preseason quality, unfortunately, the first month. I do think, and this is kind of just separate from what you're saying, even it's kind of on the same track, but separate. Patrick, I do think that it could go the other way at some point where a team is going to try a different strategy to get off to a better start, because I think the whole league uses September, but... If you can be more ready to go, you may have an advantage over other teams. I mean,
sure.
It's silly to me, but I understand that health is the most important thing for these teams.
And that's a good point too, because if you think about it, we got a running game now. Running disappeared in the NFL, and like all of a sudden, you know, it's like a team's got these faster, smaller linebackers, and it's like, wait a minute. And then you go to the running game and you can just bang the heck out of these guys all day. So now, you know, they went one way, and now they're coming back to another. So we'll see. But more importantly, hey, Hugh, listen, man, we were talking about sharks and stuff during the summer.
Yes.
Yo, during a July 4th weekend, there was a three-day stretch. I'm up in the Barnegat Bay where we anchor and we swim, we hang out. They had bullnose rays, and if you Google it, yo, these bullnose rays are big fish. And when they swim, they fly like birds almost, and the tips of their wings come out of the water. And it looks like there's friggin' sharks in there. And I'm telling you, dude, they're big and they're fast.
So yeah, I'm looking at some of the pictures of them. Yeah, they're pretty wide. Man.
Yeah, you see how big they get?
Yeah, they're pretty big.
I'm telling you, dude, it looked like 4 to 5 feet across the wing from tip to tip.
Yeah, I'm
and
about
fast. Because they move like a dude. They move like a video game. And they're in the lagoons. That's what I'm telling you. Anybody, here's my PSA. Do not swim and play in lagoons, especially when you have high water temps, because that's the bait fish come in and bigger fish come in and bigger fish come in. And, like, you just don't know what you're getting into. So there you go.
You mean like the lagoon that they had the Kelce games at down there?
Exactly. Oh. Exactly.
Oh, come on.
I told you there was an injured dogfish in the lagoon this year. Dogfish aren't going to do nothing, but they're 4 feet. They're 3 to 4 feet. Look up spiny dogfish. You know what I mean? And they're all in the bay. They're all in the bay. You know what I mean?
He
like,
doesn't
I don't
need
care.
Any more reasons.
You know, I know.
No, I'm not going.
Patrick, you're going to get Hugh not to step foot near the shore ever again.
No, I'm not going.
Stay out.
Dogfish, wolf eels.
Go to the pool. Hugh's a pool guy. Just go to the pool. Get a drink.
Go to the pool.
I feel like pool's not up your alley either, man.
No, listen, I got a snack.
What do you got?
So listen, my brother makes butter. And Hugh, I'm not just talking about regular.
I know
butter.
You. When you said butter, I already knew what you were going to.
He's the Walter White of butter. So when he makes butter, you can put this butter on whatever floats your boat. You like a blueberry muffin in the morning? No problem. You like a little toast with cinnamon and sugar on it? No problem. Me myself, I like chocolate chip cookies. Hugh, you're a big fella. If I gave you, you might do right. It's like clear your plate, clear your calendar, have one or two of these cookies. Boy, it'll get you right through.
Yeah, but you know what the problem with that is? Because John has to actually do a show.
Yeah.
And he might not.
That's right.
He might not make it.
We're talking about John. Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't going to make it.
He can't. No. No.
He can't make what?
That. I'll talk to you off the air.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Patrick, I'll figure it out at some point. Patrick, good phone call.
By the way, remember when we put up a poll last year? Mm. Be honest, do you pee in swimming pools? 41% of people said yes.
That was an alarming number. It was an alarming number.
It's an insane amount of people.
It made me question every swimming pool I've ever gone in.
It was.
41%?
And when you go to certain places, like say it was called the Wave at Cedar Point. I think it was called the Wave back in the day.
Okay.
where it was like a it periodically brought the waves in. You know, probably a couple places had that. When you see all those people in the pool, man, you know somebody peeing in the pool, man.
I appreciate Patrick's calls always, but he didn't help you. I mean, he just made you more fearful of lagoons and water.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. I wasn't doing that anyway, though, because that's how my mind works.
But you looked
at
me
now,
like, as if the Kelce thing we were at, there were sharks in there. There were no sharks.
See, just like you
all the Eagles players got in and out. They're all training camp, but no shark injuries.
You didn't think that there was an alligator not that far from your home.
Yeah, but that was user error. Someone put the alligator in there.
It was still there.
I bring a rhinoceros to the studio, then you shouldn't then fear there's always going to be rhinoceroses here.
I mean, you know what?
Don't tempt you.
If you did that, then I know not to trust you anymore because you're bringing rhinoceroses to work. Rhinoceroses. Yeah, why take the chance, though? That's all I'm saying. Why are we taking these chances?
He does bring up a good point.
Why are we taking these penitentiary chances?
If you're bringing a rhinoceros to work, you become untrustworthy instantly.
Oh, I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? What are we doing?
I am untrustworthy. The building is not untrustworthy. Work isn't untrustworthy. Well, just because there was one gator in a lake or whatever it was, the river.
How do you know it's only one gator? That's only one gator that they caught.
See, now you're just fearful of all this
stuff. No, I'm just saying, but it's only one gator that they caught. Because somebody did say, where's the mama?
Counterpoint, though, to play devil's advocate, how trustworthy is this building if they're allowing a rhinoceros in here?
Yeah, like, I may have used that extreme example.
Then the building might not be trustworthy.
Makes me think about what was the name of the pet service gator that they tried to bring into Citizens Bank
Park? Should have been allowed in.
No, that was a ridiculous thought. It should not have been allowed in. You could not have a situation where you're online to get a beer and there's an alligator rubbing up against your leg. You can't have that. That's crazy stuff. All right, let's go to Brian.
There for emotional support.
In Roxburgh. He was not. We've taken it too far. Brian, what's up?
What's going on, Joe Giglio?
What's up,
Hugh?
What's up, man?
Nothing much, man. First of all, I just want to say I'm going to live and die on the Nick Castellanos Hill. Me and my son are big fans of him. But I have a couple of points that I wanted to say. First of all, earlier this year, Kyle Schwarber, he went, what was it, 3 for 34? And because it was in June, it didn't get as hyped up as it would have been if it was nailed, because we're closer to the playoffs. And the last two postseasons, Nick Castellanos has also been one of our best hitters. And I just feel like I feel like everybody overreacts
Way to clean that up, dog. Good job.
So I understand your point that it's happening now. We're coming down the stretch, so we're kind of hyper-focused on it versus if it happened a little earlier, maybe it gets lost in the shuffle. But, Brian, I here's the difference for me. He's streaky, right? He's always been streaky. I'm starting to feel like he's in decline. Like, it's not just streakiness, but even when he comes out of it, is he going to be the Castellanos that he was 3, 4, 5 years ago? I don't know. Defensively.
I totally agree with that, though, Joe. I was listening to you guys earlier on the Odyssey app, and I totally agree. I do believe that he could be in a decline, and he is a very streaky player. But to hear you guys say that you want to platoon him with Max Kepler, when last week I'm listening to WIP, everybody wanted to DFA Max Kepler, and it just that kind of just drove me nuts.
Yeah.
I'm in the car on my way down to Florida, and I'm sitting here yelling at my wife. She has no idea what I'm talking about. Like, who's Max Kepler? I'm like, you guys wanted to DFA him last week, and then all of a sudden you wanted to platoon him. So, you know, that's my two cents on the Castellanos.
What's in Florida, Brian?
We're going to Universal for the week.
Oh, that's
sounds
awesome.
Like a nice time.
I think he wants to join.
Yeah.
Are you on good terms with your wife after yelling at her? You guys going to put over it?
It's a long ass
Just blame it on me. So that idiot Chilio wanted a DFA Kepler.
I was like, Joe Chilio is an idiot. Yeah. I can't wait to call in.
It's a long ass drive, man.
It's not that long of a drive.
No, but it also made
From
me
here
think
to
of
Florida?
The tri- yeah, try
to go to Georgia,
though.
Georgia and Florida is not. It's further.
Yeah, but how much further? 4 hours.
That's about 20 hours.
But how much further than Georgia?
We have like 3 hours. We just got into Florida. We just left Georgia. We got 3 hours into the universe.
There you go. All right, Brian, so, we enjoy it. But before you go, you got to give us a snack. We got to help John Johnson out. Snack of the night.
Well, I will bring this snack back for him because I know Hugh is a big fan of this place. We just stopped there. Bucky's. I will get him some beef jerky from Bucky's to be in the fantasy football midday draft.
Awesome, Brian. All right, you're in the mix. That's a good answer. The beef jerky from Bucky's, is that a top notch?
I haven't had it.
You haven't had it.
That's a 16-hour trip, dog. That's 16 hours.
I know, but you go to Georgia driving. Like that.
It don't take me 16 hours to get to Georgia. It'll take probably on a good day, 9.
But if you can drive to Georgia, saying that Florida's far, it doesn't make any sense. Bro, it's the next state.
That's a nice little hump. Like, for real.
Isn't it the next state?
No, it's the next state, but you have to drive through
Georgia.
You got to go through Warner Robins and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, down that part of Georgia, a person of my complexion, it gets a little dicey, man.
I didn't say you have to do it.
I'm just saying, that's a little, especially at night. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do
that. Stop by one of those pox parties.
You know what I mean?
Where are you going?
Going to a pox party. Hey, Katie. You got any kids that got the chicken
pox? By the way, this chicken pox talk did not end on one of the breaks. We were discussing the next iteration of chicken pox, which, of course, is shingles. And I was talking about when I'm 50, I'm going to get my shingles vaccine. I felt very old having this conversation here. Yeah, I got to get a shingles vaccine when I'm 50. Let's go to Elizabeth in New Jersey. What's up, Elizabeth?
Hey, I am just calling because the Schwarber thing is infuriating because if it were a something for his dad to celebrate retirement, then someone on Cincinnati should have been catching the ball.
Elizabeth, I agree. I agree with you. If they wanted to celebrate his dad, they could have done that. And Schwarber could have been on the field, right, and like give him a hug and been there for his dad.
Him a hug.
Sure, but like
they were sending a message loud and clear to Philadelphia, we're coming for him.
And he went along with it, Elizabeth.
Yes, he did.
I get why the Reds are doing what they're doing. They want him. I get it. But like he didn't have to go along with it.
No, and he pissed off a lot of Philly fans, and he should have just said, "Hey, let's do that thing, and I'll give him a hug at the end. I'll acknowledge my hometown. That's it. That's all.
Totally. Elizabeth, that's a good phone call, and I agree. This is the first time I've been annoyed at Kyle Schwarber as a Philly. I'm annoyed.
It's Ohio thing, man.
Stop.
Okay, that dog.
This is excuse maker talking about thing.
That was definitely an excuse.
That was a strong stop. You were not having that.
No, we're not doing this.
That dog worked hard.
Well, it was
strange, and I've never seen it be done before. But like anybody that's from Ohio, Middletown, like right down the street, though.
Again, he's played his 50 games there in his career.
He was an officer of the law.
I got my eye on you, Douglas.
Yeah, that
this is
the Ohio thing.
I feel like a pretzel right about now. I'm stretching myself all over the place. That's a bad take. That's a bad one. That's the only bad take I've ever had.
That's not true.
That's the only one. It's the only bad
the audience. The audience knows that's the lie. And then we're on lie. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop for it. All right. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. John Johnson, he needs snacks. The guy's eating celery in the overnight. Best answer we get today on a Tri-Day Friday for a new snack of the night for John. We'll win a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League live draft at McGurk's and Roersford on September 3rd. Your calls in the Philly stuff. Topper, does he need to be great? And training camp. Does training camp matter? Can't believe I'm living in a world where training camp doesn't matter anymore. Everyone's just poo-pooing the Eagles getting blown up
just
by the Browns.
Just because they're not playing well.
Well, that's right. If they're playing well, they'd be like, oh, they're going undefeated. Plus, we do have a preseason game tomorrow. We'll give you what we'll be looking for. We've got a pregame show tomorrow at 11 leading into the game. That's the extra calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.